feel about, you know, constantly being asked about you guys being a part of this so-called new wave of thrash? Does that bother you? Do you just want to be seen as just another metal band? Or do you want to be a part of this scene?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I don't really care. I mean, it's a great scene, and it's cool that a lot of people enjoy it and go nuts for it. I just love to play music. Just metal.
What does thrash mean to you?
Thrash? Just heavy, fast music.
Your heroes? Your heroes, people you grew up listening to?
Who I grew up listening to?
Yeah, that's what thrash means to you. That's what thrash means to me. You know, it's what I grew up listening to. So.
Well, I didn't grow up listening to it.
No? What did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to a lot of more like death metal and progressive kind of shit.
So, like, such as?
So one of the bands was Black Dahlia Murder. It's one of the main bands I actually started like listening to.
Dave, Minga.
And that's what actually developed a lot of my like rhythm playing.
Well, what got you into thrash then? If you were listening to other bands, other styles of music, what got you into thrash?
What got me into thrash?
That's metal.
Actually, by just listening to like bands like those, and then like eventually I found my way into like other bands like Slayer. Was one of the first ones.
Did you have that?
This guy sucks.
Don't bother these guys. I mean, did you have that? Was there that one gateway band that solidified the whole thrash scene for you? It's like, this is it. This is thrash. This is what works for me.
Testament.
Oh, yeah? Was there an album?
The Legacy album.
Oh, love that record. Yeah, their old stuff is great. I like all their albums, but especially the old stuff.
Yeah.
How did you wind up in Bonded by Blood? How did this whole band work?
Well, the band formed in 2005. I wasn't in the band yet. It was just Alex, Jose, and Carlos at the moment. And Ruben, too. It was pretty much everybody but me. And they were playing backyard gigs for like a whole year straight. Nothing serious. They just wanted to go out there and play shows. And eventually, like, decided to get a second guitar player because I guess it sounded empty with him just soloing. They wanted to get a second guitar player. And somehow they heard about me, like, by other people that I was a good guitar player.
So you weren't already friends with the guys?
No, I didn't have no idea who these guys were. I remember seeing them on MySpace and all this stuff all the time, but I had no idea who they were. I've never known them. And then Jose just got into contact with me online, and he's like, "Hey man, how's your band doing?" And I was like, "It's going all right." I had just gotten kicked out of my band. I had just gotten kicked out of my band at that time. And he's like, "Oh, that sucks." And then he asked me to try. I was like, "Sure." And then next thing you know, I'm in Bonded by Blood, touring.
It's pretty much all it took, huh?
Yeah.
And it's been limo rides and gourmet dinners ever since, huh? Well, you've done quite a few tours now.
Yeah.
At what point does that touring mentality of "I've got to get off the road and go back home" set in? Or are you one of those guys where this is it for you, this is life?
Well, after like 2 months already, it's kind of like, it gets a bit tiring. I mean, it's rough sometimes, but I mean, I love doing this. I love getting to meet new people, especially traveling the world, get to go places I've never thought I would end up going. And playing with other bands like Overkill and Forbidden, it's like, it's great.
Yeah, those are big names, man. Legendary names. Yeah. All right, so now that you've been touring with Overkill and Forbidden, and not just thrash, but in general, what bands do you yourself would you kill to open up for, to go on tour again?
Bands that I would kill to go.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be metal. Just anybody.
One band for sure is just Dream Theater. I'm just like a big fan of Dream Theater.
Did Mike Portnoy leaving the band kill you? Or are you one of those that was crying all day? Or
I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. I was just like,
whatever. As long as they keep recording?
Yeah, keep playing. I'm pretty sure I'm open to any, even if they find someone else, I'll be open to that guy has to bring into the band. So
they're announcing the new drummer, I think, next week. Or?
Yeah, I heard about that, which I'm looking forward to.
What's your favorite Dream Theater album?
Metropolis.
Really?
Yeah. That's by far my favorite album.
You know, it's funny.
All time, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that seems to be a fan favorite of Dream Theater. You know, it's funny. I'm more of a casual fan. It's my least favorite album by them.
That's my most favorite
Awake.
Album. It just has, like, everything that I really
Yeah, it is pretty diverse. I give them that. It is pretty diverse.
The concept and the story for it, it's just great.
Yeah. Do you think that you might, with your guitar play, you might want to add a little bit of your progressive background to Bonded by Blood?
We kind of have. Music, yeah. Well, when I come up with riffs, I never have, like, most of my influencing and, like, coming up with riffs is bands, like, that I listen to more, because I listen to more like progressive and death metal and other stuff. But
you know, it's funny now that you mention that. I have both records, obviously.
Yeah, because like,
and now I'm going to go back and listen to the like say the newest record and see like, well, I wonder what parts he's talking about. I hadn't picked up on that yet.
Yeah, well, people always like ask us like, oh, who influenced you a lot? Like bands like thrash bands, but it's like I never even think about like thrash bands. I just write riffs and like what I have in mind is like more. Whatever I write ends up coming out and sounding like thrash.
Well, have you ever written something where the other guys are like, now this doesn't work for Mud and My
Blood? No, the whole band is pretty much open to that. So. Yeah, we pretty much like just bring whatever influence. Doesn't matter what it is, we'll be open to it.
So do you think that the next record, if you were to write something that doesn't sound anything like, say, Exiled or the first record, you know, even if it's something completely different, as long as you guys write it, it goes on the record? Or do you think it has to stay within that, that thrash realm that your band is known for so far?
Well, it has to like, still have some of that vibe, I guess, of who we are, I guess, thrash. We, and every album too, every time we write a new album, we try to like make something more different. We don't try to write that same album again, like have like the same vibe. We try to like incorporate different genres next time. Like the first album was more like fast and constant like most of the time, and the second album we try to be more, a bit more technical and add like more variety.
We definitely kept the pace up for sure. I was wondering with this next record, I'm like concept record, I'm thinking maybe it's going to be more diverse, maybe slowing down, maybe trying to be a little more, I don't know, like accessible. And,
yeah.
Didn't go that route. That didn't happen, thankfully. I'm actually pleased with that, you know, because as we know, in the original thrash scene back in the late 80s, bands started to change their sound in the way of the Black Album. Like all these bands, even Overkill, they all had their own Black Album, you know, where they slowed down. And so where do you see the next record? Where do you see the band going musically? Is it a continuation of what you've been doing? Is it any fair game? Anything is open? Or
it's kind of hard to say. Whatever we feel like doing at that moment when we start writing our album, if we feel like making it slower and heavier, that's what it'll be, or heavy and fast. But most likely we'll still have a lot of that same vibe we have now, but just more versatile, I guess, just more variety in it. We try to bring a lot of more different influences in every album, so it doesn't sound the same as the previous album.
But again, you feel that anything you guys come up with, as long as you come up with it, it belongs on their album?
As long as the band members enjoy it, then it stays on.
So ballads, you know, acoustic tunes, full on, anything's fair game. What about playing live, though?
What about it?
I mean, if you feel that something that is not... something that doesn't get the kids running around in the pit. I mean, do you feel that could be part of the live set too, or do you want to just keep it full on, full speed?
We'll probably like, shows? Most of the time it'll most likely be like more full on speed, but like here and there we'll probably add like little slower songs, or it depends on like what we decide to do. I mean, people should be open to everything, not just like always constant.
That's what I like about Overkill, is that they're one of those bands that when you listen to their records, they're all over the place. They've done the ballads, they've done the slow songs, the fast songs, and they pull it off, all of them live, and it goes over really well. I actually wish more thrash bands would do that, you know, explore their other sides. But I like it, keeping the fast stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, keep the pits going.
Keep it along the lines, I guess.
Yeah. So, on tour, now that you've been doing this for a few months, and that touring grind is set in for you, what do you do to stay sane? How do you pass the time? I mean, what do you do? Do you stay on them? Stay inside, or do you go see the towns that you're in? What do you do?
Usually I'm just like in watching the bands most of the time, or practicing guitar is one thing I'm trying to get back into, because I haven't been practicing lately. I actually want to try to improve my skills, like have better technique and everything to add, incorporate into the third album. So we try to improve as musicians as well every album. So
practicing while on tour?
Yeah, a lot of practicing, and definitely a lot of reading as well.
Reading?
I love reading.
What do you read?
A bunch of books. There's
novels or nonfiction, or what do you read?
No, just books about like history, civilization, society, a lot of corruption that's going around the world.
Is there any specific time in history that you're fond of, that you read about?
Well, right now.
Right now, it's like you like the politics and the society.
No, I'm not into
today.
Politics. Politics has like no relevance to society whatsoever.
Don't think so.
No, it doesn't. I mean, especially in the world we live in today, and we have the technology and like to create pretty much abundance like today. I mean, but people don't seem to really realize that because of the limited technology we have now, especially in this monetary system that we're in today.
So you like to read more about the sociological aspect of society? Social, obviously. Yeah. What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading a book by Jack Fresco called The Best That Money Can Buy, Beyond Politics, War, and Poverty.
And that book is about... I mean, is there an angle to what he wrote? Is there like a...
He talks about the future, like what it could be like, because he has a society that he built that uses science and technology in a humane way to better everybody and pretty much have everybody have access to everything and everything. I don't know yet.
What is his name again?
Jack Fresco.
Jack Fresco, and the book is called?
The Best That... I'm trying to remember.
Is it The Best That Money Can Buy?
Yeah.
Do you listen to music while you're on tour?
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
Yeah. So being grounded all the time doesn't like wear you
down?
No,
I can't stop listening to music ever. Like, I'm always constantly listening to music.
So did you bring an MP3 player with you on the tour?
Yeah, I did, and I lost it.
Oh, you lost it?
Yeah, so now I just have, like, my
computer. Ask your band members. They got it. They took it.
I got to use my computer now. But
What's on your MP3 player?
Recently I just started downloading a few songs, like albums. Because I lost all my music and like...
Well, what non-metal is on there?
What non-metal?
Yeah, non-metal
Lime,
stuff. Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Immortal Technique.
Okay.
Listen to a lot of different stuff. Pretty open to
When you started listening to music to a kid, as a kid, who was the first one? Was there that one where you heard
Sublime.
On the radio? Really? It was Sublime?
Yeah.
Was it the single that they had?
Self-titled.
They had a big hit back in the 90s.
Santeria?
Is that what it was? Totally drawing a blank on what it was, but did you hear them on the radio? Did you go see them live? Or?
No, I never got to see them live, but I remember when I was a kid, when I used to live like that's all I would listen to all the time.
Yeah.
All my friends had the cassette on.
Grew up listening to Sublime, and here you are playing a thrash metal opening for Overkill. Hey, ABBA's one of my all-time favorite bands, and here I am at a thrash show, you know, and I'm a metal DJ, so it's just how diverse the metal community can be.